Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as we come with another Africa Discipleship. This is Marcus Brown coming to you from College Park, Georgia, and we are excited about what God is doing. Yes, I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Savior. We're called to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. That means the good news of the coming kingdom of God. Yes, it is in the outer areas now, but as on planet Earth, it's not yet in place fully. Satan has disrupted things, and so we're going, you know, God is going to lead an entourage that is going to correct all of this. You know, there are seven aspects of this commission which is given to the church, and they're covered in a document called the Seven Promises of God. So if you haven't had a chance to look at that document, I suggest you do so, because it presupposes, this lesson presupposes that you're familiar with it. You know, it is common practice in society for the prosperous to visit the doctor, usually annually. Could be a little more frequent, but usually annually, to get what is called a physical or a routine checkup. The purpose is to look at key indicators and address any abnormality before it becomes a major issue. Well, in this lesson, ladies and gentlemen, it's the start of a series called Spiritual Checkup. It is our goal to review certain vital aspects of our calling and seek to improve where we are deficient. Again, the seven promises are related to salvation, that's Jehovah Tiskinu. We have provision, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, that's victory, Jehovah Roi, or Lordship of Jesus Christ, Jehovah Shalom, peace, the peace of God, and Shama, the presence of God, and I think I missed Jehovah Rapha, which is our healer. So the point here, ladies and gentlemen, is for us to be familiar with these. Now, God himself has given himself that name, those names. And they are all related to his interaction with mankind. Well, of course, if there's anybody who is going to benefit from it, it should be the children of God. That's where you and I come in. And that's what we are. We have decided we're going to follow Jesus. We say, well, I haven't done so yet. Well, it's time you start. You have an opportunity now to make that quality decision to follow him. Now, it is vital, ladies and gentlemen, as we perform our checkup, that we seek to improve our state, you know, our status, so to speak, not and from a worldly viewpoint, but we ought to develop the way the Bible encourages us and teaches us to do so. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3. I want us to get it clear in our mind, ladies and gentlemen, what you and I are supposed to do. What does God expect from us? Because 2 Peter chapter 3, and let's see, in verse 17 it says, you therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. So he's pointing out and say, listen, don't just accept the status quo lest you fall away with the wicked. Because you know the world has been trying, well, it has not really, it has evangelized, you know, the enemy has evangelized the world, and so it's leading people astray. But for people in the church now, we can fall if we're not careful, if we're not willing to grow. So he says in verse 18, but grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the idea then is, for you not to be stagnant, but to continue to grow. So what I am saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that last week's anointing is not sufficient to advance our cause. You recall the story of the disciples shortly after they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration. And here it is. Men came with a little boy that was demon-possessed, and they couldn't do anything. No, those were the same disciples who, six chapters earlier, were going out, casting out demons and raising the dead and so on. But here it is. Their anointing was old. Now, they didn't just back down and just say, well, you know, you win some, you lose some, you can't handle it all. No, they went to Jesus privately and asked him, hey, why couldn't we do this? And he said, you know, because of lack of faith, plain and simple, lack of faith. He said, but this kind go out not but by prayer and fasting. They weren't prayed up. They weren't on top of it. They weren't on top of their game, so to speak. So what I am saying to you is that last week's anointing is not sufficient. You have to grow. You got to continue to advance. That God does not want us to stagnate. So we're going to grow. That is supposed to be second nature for us. We ought to purpose, make up our mind that we're going to continue to drill down in the things of God. Like the Apostle Paul, we must press on towards the mark of our high calling. Let's read about that. The Apostle Paul, he sets us a beautiful example in Philippians chapter 3. Let's go to it quickly and see what it says. In verse, find a more convenient point. And so in verse 12, it says, not as though I had already attained. Let's pick it up in verse 10. That I may know him. So Paul says he wants to know him and the power of his resurrection. By the way, whenever you hear Paul say that, things like that, that's what you should be pursuing also. Yes, part of your spiritual checkup, you're going to continue to grow. You're going to develop. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable into his death, unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. In other words, he wants to move on so that he can be the type of light God wants him to be. Read on verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. So here it is again. He's making it clear. I don't think I've arrived. I have not apprehended, he says. But this one thing I do, forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's making it clear that he's pressing towards the mark of the high calling. All right, what do you think you and I are supposed to be doing? Same thing, pressing on towards the mark of the high calling. That's it. Too many are content with the status quo. No, we ought to press on. And in our spiritual checkup, I want us to begin to look at these things. And we'll look at some tools you can use to measure this as you go on in our study, in our series. But for the moment, you know, we just want to go ahead and establish this fact that we need to have a spiritual checkup and some of the benefits. Now, it would be helpful, ladies and gentlemen, to make a list of the seven promises of God. So you get your piece of paper and you just write them down, the seven promises of God. One by one, prayerfully ask our Heavenly Father to guide us, in other words, guide you. I'm doing the same thing for myself as we seek to grow deeper in Him. You remember us talking about it, our identity in Christ and who we are in Him. Want to make sure we fulfill all those things that were stated about us. You look at the last lesson, who we are in Christ. And so you're going to press on as you begin to study and to begin to review your spiritual status as you undergo this spiritual checkup. You see that you need to press on some more. Paul gave us the example there, explaining he's not considering himself as having arrived. In other words, he's going to keep pressing on. What do you think I'm going to say to you? Press on also, just like the Apostle Paul. Follow his example. Want us to press on towards the prize of the high calling. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul was speaking to his protege, and he says in verse 15, study to show yourself approved. That's exactly what I'm going to recommend that you do. You study to show yourself approved. A workman, let's read it, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so he says, study, press on, drill down, acquire more viewpoint of the scripture so you get a broader perspective so you can give an answer as if we had others ask you about it and so on. Verse 4:16 says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So don't follow the foolish things, the jiving and so on, jesting. No, don't go in that direction, because you want to grow up spiritually. You want to be on top of things, so to speak. So I'm saying to you, that, you know, one by one, you go to the Lord and ask him about the different aspects of the seven promises of God. And they cover every aspect of our walk with nature and our commission with the Lord. And so you want him to give you a deeper understanding so you can have a greater, or since a deeper application of those things. Now, in Proverbs, the 19th chapter, it's made abundantly clear, we have covered this before, it is not good for the soul to be without knowledge. And so you want to make sure you understand this. It is not good for you to be without knowledge. And so you're going to press on and study and apply yourself. All right, let's press on a little further. Now, another avenue to help us develop spiritually is to listen in-depth teachings on whatever the subject is that you're pursuing. You know, God provide teachers. Remember, he said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. He provide teachers, specially anointed in some subject matters, and the ability to convey that knowledge. That's why you want to listen to those tapes, listen to those CDs, or however you get the information from them. Make use of that resource. Romans chapter 1 gives us insight as to how this, you know, actually works. Look at what it says in verse 10. Paul is saying, make request if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. You know, this is one of the things that church really need to utilize more. Here it is, Paul is saying they should make their request, in other words, pray that he was able to come see them. Why? What's so big about it? What's the big deal, as they would say in the cartoon? Well, look at verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. He wanted to come because there's certain anointing that flows through him unto those that listens to him, and God has ordained it that way, so that when he comes now, they will receive from him and develop. You recall in Acts the 8th chapter where Philip had gone down to Samaria and he preached Christ and people believe and so on, but the Bible said the Spirit had not fallen upon them yet. And so they send the apostles down there. When they prayed, the Spirit came down upon them. As they would say today, they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Notice the difference. Oh yes, Philip was working miracles before and he was doing things, but it didn't happen until the anointed ones came. There is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And this is one of the reasons why some church areas are lacking, because they're missing out on the anointing that is supposed to come through the various people that God has ordained for that purpose. You know, it may be that your congregation may need to hold a fast, you know, to break down any opposition from the enemy. Because 1 hour of teaching by an anointed person can overcome a decade of trial and error that many are going through. So embrace this resource. You know, we're familiar, ladies and gentlemen, with Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It describes the lack of knowledge leading to God's people being destroyed. Think about that. God's people, yes. In fact, let's read it. Hosea, the 4th chapter, because I want to make sure you get the full gist of what I am trying to convey. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed. My people, that's what he says, for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Lack of knowledge of God's, you know, allowing that to them to be destroyed. Now, it's the pastor's responsibility to provide spiritual nourishment for their flock. It's also the pastor's responsibility to make sure they have the anointed people come in. You know, we don't talk so much of these days about prophet and the apostle, but that's part of it. And so we are supposed to pursue this. And so I'm asking the question now, are you following the teaching of your pastor? You should. In fact, do you have a pastor? We all need one, you know. Grade yourself as we pursue the spiritual checkup. It will be needed, you know, as we go along, as you develop an action plan to advance your goal and your purpose. So in this lesson, we're focused on salvation, but the other aspects. Next one we're going to focus on is health. But it is vital, ladies and gentlemen, for God's representatives to be in good health and so on. I want to help you to develop yourself as you go through the spiritual checkup to make sure you develop a plan of action afterwards, which you will pursue, and you grow up and be more productive in the Lord's garden as he allows us to. So I just thought I'd go ahead and just share some, you know, introductory aspects of spiritual checkup. We're going to talk more about it, you know, in the next lesson. But it is critical that we undergo one and continue to develop in the things of God. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next lesson.